This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Shotgun with us. Mark Randazza has huge news, and that's one reason I'm so overwhelmed. And that press conference today was so incredible with the president, and I've got so many other clips I haven't gotten to, and then there's all this other news. It's just insane, but gigantic Jeffrey Epstein news. They've got multiple lawsuits out. Mark Randazza and journalist Mike Cernovich. And so they just got the treasure trove of documents, and it completely exonerates the president. In fact, guys, I had that article that Kit Daniels brought me, and I'm having trouble finding it. You guys reprint that for me and bring it back in. Thank you. It's on Infowars.com. And you're going to get some exclusive information here with Mark Randazza as well. But again, Epstein accuser, Trump didn't partake in any sex with us, and he never flirted with me. Though the media has been saying that Trump supposedly had sex with this person. Trump is a control freak. He would never. I know the inside baseball on Trump, and I'm not going to put it out here, but I know a lot of stuff people don't know from Roger Stone, but also others. And Roger never steered me wrong. Trump had to get over the anxiety of shaking people's hands. Not that he doesn't like people, he loves them, but he's a germ freak. So he had to literally make himself get used to it. Now he doesn't care. But he doesn't just have sex with women like on the third or fourth date. That's why so much of that Stormy Daniels thing isn't even true either. I mean, Trump, like, literally wants, like, STD test. He would only do it when he was not married. When he wasn't married, he was out with women every day. He loves women. But the idea that he'd be in Russia being pissed on is not true, Joe.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's in the news, so it has to be true. I mean, I'm also a Florida talk show radio host. I mean, it is. I mean, they can create whatever they want, whatever narrative they want, whatever truth. And that's why it's funny. You always start. I keep hearing this term used all the time. Your truth. Your truth.
The left. That's what Biden said.
Yeah. Have you heard
that? Our truth trumps facts.
Yeah. And they're all saying that. Listen, that Cory Booker says it. Kamala Harris. They all keep saying it. I've been.
Like, that's cult programming. Yeah. When they tell you, don't worry about facts. It's your truth.
Yeah. What's your story? Believe all women. It's your truth that you're speaking. So I can just completely make up a story, and that's my truth. And since it's my truth, therefore it shall be true.
Since he mentions that, guys, can you cue up Biden? We'll play that in a minute. Saying that our truth trumps facts.
Yeah.
That's like Wile E. Coyote runs out off the edge of the cliff, and he figures it out, and he falls. But no. According to that, if Wile E. Coyote walks out there and just says, my truth trumps facts, you know, he'd float.
Yeah, just a bridge just creates. And just
okay, here's Biden.
Nobody knows who Donald Trump is. Even the supporters know who he is. We got to let them know who we are. We choose unity over division. We choose science over fiction. We choose truth over facts.
Yeah.
If you're interested, join me. I could use the help.
We've got to edit this in post because we're live right now. But just when we put this clip out, can we edit it down to 2 minutes and maybe put Wile E. Coyote when he runs out? And he figures it out. He goes and drops.
But yeah, you got to listen. Listen to these guys carefully.
Whenever I notice a lot of them been saying that.
They all say your truth. Oprah's even saying it now. Oprah's been saying it on some of her stuff. She goes, you know, we just have to believe your truth. It's your truth. It's your story.
That's magical thinking.
Well, your truth doesn't. You don't get your truth, and I don't get your truth. Your truth doesn't exist for us.
So, and I don't want to do this, but if I got up and smashed, say, this bottle over your head, and I said, I didn't hit you, Joe, it's my truth. But that's what the left does now. They're like all calling for violence, and then they say we're calling for violence and we're not.
Just do it after the Portland rally. I still need to go do that.
I don't want to. It's a figure of speech,
but I know.
I just keep wanting to make the analogy like I punch you in the arm and go, he punched me back. I go, hey, you just assaulted me. That's what the left always does. Like, yeah, you see where they hit somebody, they get punched back, and they call the cops?
Yes, that's what I was telling the FBI yesterday. I said, it's amazing. Nothing's getting done. I said, they'll literally go in and hit somebody and then run away and say that they were assaulted.
Well, it's your truth.
They were trying to kill us in D.C. They were attacking our cab with batons.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable form of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts.
Okay, Mark Mondaza has only got two segments with us because he's got a lot of important work to get to. But after he leaves us, if we have time, I'm going to air premiere some of the audio of his closing arguments on this. One of the top First Amendment lawyers out there, and his Skype's been going in and out, so we're getting him back on right now. If not, just get him on the phone. Jeffrey Epstein, large tranche of files released in the Maxwell suit. That was a reported British intelligence pimp that was working with Epstein. There's a big article up on InfoWars.com how this totally absolves Trump and how the witnesses in the actual suit and the documents that the Democrats didn't want released said that Trump was never involved, never saw Trump. Trump never did anything, never tried to have sex with anybody. But there's a lot more there. And let me tell you, this is just the first news in The Guardian. This is just the first information that we're trying to process. They just got this yesterday. So Mark Randazza, who's the lawyer that did this with Mike Cernovich, joins us now to explain how big this is, but also what else is about to come out. Because I know this tranche you were telling me this morning is just 50 times bigger than everything else you've gotten. It's just tons of material. So, Mark, thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
Looks like you're in a nice spot. Where are you?
I'm in a undisclosed location in New England.
All right, brother. Well, get into this. This is huge. Maybe do the backstory of you and Cernovich's lawsuits, why you did it.
Yeah. Well, what was going on is there was a civil suit between Ms. Giuffre, who's claimed that Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell sexually abused her, sex trafficked her. You know, I take no position on whether that's true, whether it's not, what happened, what didn't, but what struck Michael and I as very strange is that all of the court documents were sealed. The summary judgment documents were sealed. And that's just not permissible under the First Amendment or under the common law. Those courts don't belong to the parties. Those courts belong to us. So we get to see when a judge is making a decision what they're basing that decision on. For some reason, this judge let the parties decide for themselves what was going to be public and what wasn't going to be public. And that's simply improper. So Michael retained me to intervene in the case as with him as a member of the media saying, hey, about time we take a look. Now, what we found really strange was this is going on in the New York Times' backyard. In fact, none of the mainstream press was anywhere to be seen until
flight. You know, Mark, as nice as your background is, it comes in and out. I think it's a Skype issue. We're going to call you on the phone right now. You'll be back in 2 minutes with us. This is such a big deal here because we keep hearing Trump, but there's nothing there. If there was anything there, I would not be supporting Trump. But all you have is the Clintons and all these other Hollywood people and CNN executives on this airplane with the initials. That's illegal, by the way, with a plane flying around, especially out of the country, to just put initials. But they did it because it's children. So they have full names, William Jefferson Clinton, Hillary Rodham Clinton, but then these initials, well, these are 13, 14-year-old girls.
That's insane. I have a kid, so, that just infuriates me to even think of how a human being could even think of doing something like that.
Well, they've had New York Times articles going, it's normal to be attracted to 12 and 13-year-olds. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yeah, but if I say I want to kick that guy in the head who did something like that, then I'm the bad guy. Then the FBI is going to come knocking on my door. Let's let Timmy and little, Esmeralda stay over there and play. You know, he's 50 and she's 12, but you're bad if you say that you want to kick that guy in the head.
What do you think of this whole rollout of the pro-pedophilia stuff from Vice and from the New York Times, and just from basically hundreds of leftist publications
everywhere
are just saying it's wonderful.
I remember when I first started working here, we used to kind of joke that it was going to be LGBT, P or whatever. They're going to put in pedophilia at some point in time, and they're going to try to normalize it. And here you literally get on Drudge or you get on something, and they're pushing it on all these publications, the drag queen story time, all this stuff. Oh, it's okay. Love is ageless and all this stuff. No, it's not.
And if your kid wants to date a 45-year-old when they're 10, it's okay. It's up to them. Totally sick. We've got Mark Randazzo, constitutional lawyer, back, filed this suit. And then now you got even more information. So what's in this new tranche of information?
Look, I haven't even begun going through it yet, but I have seen at least one party that's gone through it. Zero Hedge had a story on it saying that these claims that the claims that some of the press has been pushing that Trump was involved seem to be debunked by this document drop. So that's at least one bit of information that's come out. There's an accusation in there. Remember, none of this stuff is proven. A lot of this is just accusations that Mr. Frey made, maybe they're true, maybe they're not, but about members of the British royal family. So there is a lot to go through there, and I don't want to do it a disservice by digesting it right now. But what I will say is it's a great day for the First Amendment when a previously sealed case, something that was trying, where the parties and the court, I really don't understand what anybody, I understand why the parties wanted to do it. I mean, the parties really would prefer, in most cases, to do things out of the sight of the public. So I can't really blame them for wanting to do that. I do think that the court made a grave error when it acquiesced to their wishes. And I'm really happy that the Second Circuit has finally said, enough's enough. We're not putting up with this anymore. Let the people see what's going on, because the best way to show that you have a free and open court system is to invite the public in to see for themselves.
Well, I'm just really excited to see all of this, because a lot of times people will use non-disclosures or they'll use sealed cases to then make stuff up behind that curtain. And so some had said, well, Cernovich and Randazzo, they're acting in the media like they sued Epstein to get documents that have now kind of triggered a big firestorm of news, but they just were suing to get documents from another suit. Well, there's different ways to skin a cat. I mean, it doesn't matter how you get the documents to find out the truth. It just matters that you get the documents. I don't understand how that becomes like the story out there.
But this would never – this is not the kind of thing that an independent journalist like – Mike Cernovich or even you at any point in the past, in the near past, this would never have happened when you had a responsible and involved mainstream media that you could trust. Like, this just never would happen.
You're right, but they've created a vacuum where investigative journalism, ever since ABC won the pink slime suit, mainstream media just ended investigative journalism.
You know, for the most part, I mean, I wouldn't say that about the Miami Herald at this point. The Miami Herald showed up and did its job.
No, exactly. There's still a few of those.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, the L.A. Times, the New York Times, even you know, 10 years ago, admitted that the FBI was cooking up most of the fake terror things. Now they wouldn't do any of that.
Yeah, I mean, the New York Times was asleep at the switch on this, and I think was willingly complicit in keeping it under wraps. Why? I don't know. You know, we can certainly speculate, but I just can't. You know, when I went to journalism school and I learned that the New York Times was really the, you know, it was the paper of record. These were the ones who came out and fought for the Pentagon Papers. You know, that legacy is dead, because when you don't even see the New York Times showing up for a case like this in their own backyard.
Oh, that's another angle. Do one more segment with us, because there's no coverage of this hardly. I mean, you're breaking bombshell information, and sure, The Guardian did a story. I mean, there's some stuff. This should be one of the top stories in the country.
One would think, but not today.
Well, you didn't implicate Trump. Because if you made up that it was in the documents that Trump, you know, raped this girl, you'd be on, you know, every channel. Let's come back. Joe Biggs, you jump in and give us your take on this. You've experienced mainstream media lying. Constitutional lawyer Mark Randazza is here.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th. And learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text Gold Summit to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss.
Well, I'm just completely blown away today by President Trump coming out saying he's going to take strong action against big tech soon, and Hollywood trying to cause a race war. That was beautiful. Because I'm all for the First Amendment, and these companies have their, quote, right to do things, but not have fake terms of service, not lie about how they're censoring women, and we have all the executives saying it and doing it. Mark Rendazzo, I want to get back into this huge release and this lawsuit and this huge data dump you just got into the Epstein case that's so big. But before we do that, what do you make of Trump coming out this morning saying, no, he's decided he's going to take strong action against big tech? I know that's still on the drawing board, and they're debating hotly which plan they're going to go with. I know you helped write up some reports. I got another major D.C. firm to write up reports. I had a Texas firm write up reports. I had a Los Angeles firm write up reports. We got those to the president. Matt Drudge got our emergency report to Trump to take action. I'm not trying to take credit. The fact is, Trump's responsive to his base is what's interesting, and not to lobbyists. That's what's so amazing and why they're so scared of him. But what do you make of this move now, and what are you hoping Trump does? What's the most constitutional, smart avenue to rein in the election meddling of big tech and their stomping on our free speech areas?
You know, First off, I say it's about time. He's been in office for nearly 3 years now, and it's nice to see this finally happening. I think constitutionally, he could certainly, by executive order, say that no government agencies should be doing business with companies that do not respect freedom of expression as a neutral platform. You know, he can't command that they let people on. If, if Twitter wants to kick somebody off, and you can't just say, well, by executive order, I'm going to make you let them back on. But what he can say is, all the government agencies that have Twitter accounts should cancel them today. He can say that he is not going to, I mean, a big move for him would be for him to get off Twitter and move to a competing platform.
Well, I think it's a hint whenever his son came out and promoted Gab yesterday.
Well, you know, maybe that's what's going to happen. That would be a great move. Use the power of the free market to destroy these market players who have decided that they're just going to wield power like, you know, petty little apparatchiks.
Well, you made great points. I wrote those same notes. He could forbid the government working with them, declare them like Huawei a national security risk. Google and Apple have moved to China. That would devastate him right there. I know he doesn't want to hurt the stock market in the process, but, you know, it's kind of like, if you don't do this surgery, you're going to die anyways. And that's what Trump said. You know, it's too bad, but we just got to act. So that's what we've gotten to. And just, why would they ban Mitch McConnell speaking out against people at his house saying we're going to stab you to death, but leave the people saying we're going to murder you and calling him murder turtle, leave them up, but take him down? Are they asking for it? I mean, is Twitter crazy?
No, the problem is these companies, you know, it isn't always top down. I don't know that, you know, Jack Dorsey or Mark Zuckerberg really care one way or the other. They might, but you also have
I agree. They've been there's mutiny. They've been hijacked by SJWs.
Yeah, Yeah, you've got this army of little punks that work for these corporations that are the ones making the ground level decisions. And, you know, nobody's really getting them under control. But, you know, another thing that I really think that the White House could do is go over to the Department of Justice, grab whoever's working in the antitrust division and tell them, do your job or find another job, because the antitrust division should be going through Silicon Valley, should be walking through the 650 area code with a death scythe, cutting these companies apart. There, you know, you're looking now, you see that WhatsApp, bought by Facebook, is going to start looking at all those messages and deciding if they're going to ban you from WhatsApp for private messages and logging private messages. If you're using WhatsApp for anything that you don't want, you know, some nose ring, purple haired jackass looking at and deciding that they're going to publish, well, you're on the wrong platform.
And imagine the control freak power grab where they can't even control themselves when the head of the Senate puts out a mild tweet saying, we decry these calls for violence and hope the Democrats will decry violence as well, with a link to a woman saying they're going to stab him to death. And then they freeze his account and tell the head of the Senate, you now have to bow down. These people are crazy. These people are crazy.
They decide who they want to win, and then they warp the language of their rules in order to let the person win who they want to win.
That's, and it's like you said, though, some, another, you have purple hair and nose ring, we don't care, except that's all these people, or pink hair. Like you said, remember Oliver Darcy said a few months ago as well, we want to get Alex Bann on WhatsApp. We're checking to see if he's on it. That's a private message that Facebook bought up the company. I'm not on there, we learned. But they're literally trying to stop me from sending a message. And I said, folks, and then as you said, you sent me the message last week. It was in the news. Thanks for alerting me to that. They're now admitting they're going to be reading with AI, but with also the personnel reading your text in live time, deciding if you can send them or if they're going to ban you. So literally, they're like, well, they let us control their websites or their Facebooks or Twitters. Now we'll, or their Instagrams. Now we'll just literally read what they're doing in live time. The NSA did that, they'd be arrested.
Yeah, they would. But, you know, they let them get away with it, and antitrust is allowing these companies to consolidate at such a rate that, you know, you really have three or four companies controlling all new media, and you can't have that. So I really hope that, you know, if whoever's at the antitrust division doesn't want to do their job, that Trump, you know, tells them, get out and don't let the door hit your ass on the way out, and brings in somebody who knows what they're doing and who's willing to do the job.
Amazing, Mark. I know you got to take care of your daughters that you've got right now, but just in closing, come back soon when you're able to go through these. How many pages of documents from this huge Epstein lawsuit victory you just had at the major court of appeals? And what can we be expecting? When can we learn more?
Well, you know, right now, as far as I've seen, the best source for who's gone through it so far is Zero Hedge. You know, you go to CNN and you search for Epstein. There hasn't been a story since August 7th. But, you know, somebody puts out a tweet claiming something, and they'll have that up as breaking news. So your guess is as good as mine. I think the marketplace is open right now for us to go through these documents, see what's been going on. And there's going to be more, by the way. I mean, all we argued for was for the summary judgment documents to be opened. There are even more documents that can be opened under a lower standard, and they're going through those document by document. So this should be, you know, it may be nothing, but it may be a treasure trove of information about some very powerful and wealthy people who wanted to keep their affairs silent. And not today.
Wow, well, good job. All I can say is that court artist is one of the best I've ever seen. That judge's eyes right there, that's like Rembrandt level, and that they really capture you there. That's awesome.
Yeah, she sure made me look good.
Oh, man, that's awesome. All right, Mark, please join us as soon as you can dig through all this. God bless you. Thank you so much. Be safe.
You too. Have a great day.
We got some exclusive court audio we'll get to, but Joe Biden's here too. Stay with us.
Imagine if somebody told you 20 years ago that in the future
universities would be saying, don't use the term America or American, and that American flags would be seen as offensive, and that federal courts would be ruling that it's a hate symbol. That's all happening. The left are fascist authoritarians. They're bullies. They're criminals. And now they're trying to make us take down the American flag. They're saying the Betsy Ross flag, our original flag, is evil when she was an abolitionist. But people are fighting back in this symbol war, in this information war, at InfoWarsStore.com. They're funding our operation, getting great T-shirts, a bunch of great designs, and standing up to the globalists. They're trying to shut down InfoWars. A true 360 win. So get your Betsy Ross flags and don't tread on me American flags, original designs, at InfoWarsStore.com, and stand up to the globalists, stand up to the tyrants, and let them know these colors don't run. We're flying them proud.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Tempted, and I'll probably do it, come in here this weekend and just do like a 3 or 4 hour commercial free special show to air all of Trump's 35 minute press conference and analyze each piece of it. But also this Senate and House intelligence committees have had meetings about how China is not just controlling Hollywood, but financing all these race war movies. When I get up here and I say the Chinese government is running Hollywood, that's why you turn it on and you think America's the worst place in the world, that's a foreign power doing that. So Hollywood has the power as Americans to finance whatever movie they want. And they want to put that type of crap out, they can. But if a foreign government's funding it, it's called treason, ladies and gentlemen. And again, I was the first person 15, 16 years ago, gosh, time flies, to talk about this because I've been in some major movies, never really tried. I got invited to be in them. And then they wanted me to be in a bunch of other movies. And I was out there saying, who really runs Hollywood? And they said, oh, you didn't know China's already bought up all the big companies. Well, now it's just ridiculous. So this is so big. Joe Biggs is here. He's been deplatformed even worse than I have. We're going to go to our next guest. You're riding a shotgun with us. But this all ties together. We're going to be talking to Jim Baker here, who ran Illinois for Trump and wants to warn about some of these bad leftist forces and the Koch brothers that I always get accused of being funded by. The Koch brothers gave more money to the Clintons than they ever gave to Republicans. I mean, it's just all a bunch of bull. But just recapping how folks can find you, what you're doing in Portland coming up. I mean, what it's like to witness all of this censorship that's happening.
Really, the only way you can find me now is just to Google my name, and you're going to find articles everywhere. I mean, that's about the only way you can see what I'm doing. And then guys like you let me come on your show. Gavin McGinnis will have me on his and other places, you know, but that's really about it. I mean, I have no other way to speak to people. And I pass on information, things I'm doing to other individuals, to other journalists, and let them know, hey, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm working on. And everyone's kind of been a big help to kind of rally behind me for that. And next weekend is our event. It's the End Domestic Terrorism Rally in Portland, Oregon, August 17th. And we're expecting around 1,000 people to show up to this.
You know what's most frustrating to me? Every day, and I love the listeners, but it's like Chinese water torture. Over and over again, the drop on your forehead. I'll be at the store. I'll be at the grocery store. I'll go to with a friend of their church. I'll be walking down the street. They go, oh, take pictures. Oh, we loved you. We used to watch you all the time on YouTube, or we used to listen on iTunes on a podcast. And how, are you going to get back on air? And I always ask the question, like, what was the last show you heard? Well, it was all about, you know, pedophile rings or whatever. And I'm like, listen, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, you understand we built our own system with audio and video in our own studios. We always had our own system. And Matt Drudge advised us 4 years ago to really get away from it. We did. So we've got something. Everybody else has nothing. That's what's scary is they can say whatever they want about Joe Biggs.
Yep.
And he doesn't have a place anywhere to respond to it. At least when they lie about me, I have millions of my listeners I get to reach to. But the only way I get out around the lie is when you speak out, when you take action. I've been banned on PayPal. Show us he. Oh, the head of Visa said we're not going to ban gun purchases right now. I'm like, oh, he's so nice. Everyone else is. The NRA is now the new target. This is the mark of the beast, folks. Whether you believe in God or the devil or not, the devil believes in you. And this system's real. And bringing up Jim Baker called into the show. I was aware of some of the work he'd done. He's a political operative and historian. We should get on as a guest about that, who served in various roles in a number of campaigns during 2016 primaries and caucuses. He served as President Trump's state director for Kansas, Colorado, and Illinois. And he was there witnessing all the dirty tricks of Ted Cruz, who I still like, but man, he got dirty when the cards were down. So yeah. Not going to turn my back on him. But he witnessed the Koch brothers and these globalist interests that are in there, so he can give you a bird's eye view. Thanks for coming on with us. Sorry I moved you back 30 minutes. I'm behind today. We appreciate your time.
That's all right. Thanks for having me, Alex. Love your show. Love your work, Joe Biggs. We actually met, I think, in the Colorado State Capitol at that Stop the Steal rally we did to kind of work against that hijacking of the process they did in the Colorado caucus.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so I started with Trump in Iowa. I'm an Iowa resident. I've worked in Iowa politics for a long time. And, you know, we had a good team in Iowa and had things going pretty well. It actually looked like we were going to win. And then all of a sudden, about, I don't know, 2-3 weeks out from the actual caucus date, we got this flooding of AFP operatives, so Americans for Prosperity, which would be the Koch brothers' main apparatus. And I just remember the minute they got there, everything kind of changed. And we all kind of sensed that there might be tanking the operation a little bit. I don't know if you remember, we had a debate scheduled, and as soon as they got there, they decided they weren't going to do this Fox News debate, which, yeah, we knew Megyn Kelly wasn't being fair, but at the end of the day, we knew that was really going to hurt our Iowa operation. Not to mention that, but they just started cussing and drinking in the office, and we had these Midwestern sweet volunteers, and it just turned everybody off. Anyway, so we lost Iowa, and I came in third place, and then, like I said, I went to Kansas. I wasn't given any staff. I wasn't given any office. I ran out of a hotel suite in Topeka. You could just tell once the AFP guys got in there that they were leaving us alone when it looked like Trump didn't have a chance. But then once we actually got some momentum,
traction.
Yeah, you could tell that they kind of jumped in. And
the reason you're important is you ended up heading up three major states. And I remember seeing you on the news. I know who you are. You're a real player in this, and you're giving us the inside window to what happened. You can give us a really good forecast on what's going to come.
Yeah. So I basically retired after 2016, went into the private sector. Just the hate and the vitriol and what some of the AFP people tried to do to me after I left the Trump campaign. I actually went and ran an independent campaign up in upstate New York. I just got more into, you know, studying the Bible and being with my family and just kind of cleansed my soul of politics. But now seeing what's going on now with gun control and with this transgender stuff and the attacks on our kids, I just can't sit idly by. The Lord's told me I needed to talk to you. That's why I called in the other day. But, I mean, if you look at the Koch brothers, a lot of people consider them to be our version, the conservative version.
No, but Tucker's right. They're not.
No, they're not. And if you look, if you go to AFP's website, I think it's still up, they have a petition for the Senate Judiciary Committee that says don't enact any antitrust laws against big tech. I mean, their top guy, Jesse Blumenthal, I think his name is, who runs their tech and innovation wing at AFP, has said there's no credible evidence of conservative censorship online. Do you see that, Alex?
And so, you know, exactly. So what you're saying is the Koch brothers and this AFP are the enemy. How do we stop them?
So what I want to say to President Trump, if I could talk to him directly, I would say you're still hiring from the swamp. So the way these AFP guys work, and almost every Republican operative works on a campaign for a little while, and then the campaign's over, they win, they lose, whatever. But in the offseason, they go to work for AFP. And as the Bible says in the book of James, a double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. So these people have dual allegiances, or sometimes just an allegiance to the Koch brothers, and they're still working for Trump. There's something like 44 Koch operatives in the Trump White House, or in the Trump administration. So for this reelection campaign, I tell Trump, if you want to hire somebody, hire people out of business. You're a businessman, hire salespeople. You don't need
exactly. And again, the Kochs didn't give any money to Trump, and he doesn't know all this. He needs to throw their asses out.
They already said 2 months ago, they said, Breitbart, I think it was on InfoWars, a bunch of different places, they're supporting Democrats in 2020. Okay? They're open borders.
No, that's right. It was a New York Times article like, the Koch brothers are really good, and they're supporting Democrats now.
If your listeners want to look up this Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, David Koch, I think, put in $500 million. George Soros put in $500 million, and they named an Iranian American who's very anti-Israel, loves Ilhan Omar, to run this Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft.
Stop right there. See how bombshell this is? And the numbers are all there. I've seen this. The Koch brothers were always Democrats. They were the second biggest donor to the Clintons after Tyson Chicken. And then they come in to control Republicans, and then the left always says, I work for the Koch brothers. Absolute asinine lies. And now they're teamed up, the Koch brothers, with George Soros to defeat Donald Trump, and Trump doesn't even know he's got people in the Oval Office sharpening knives for him.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Human-animal clones are openly being produced. It's now all admitted. Everything you do about all these homicides is being listened to and watched. That was in the Associated Press yesterday. World government is here. And yes, the Boy Scouts of America now basically are run by pedophiles. That's mainstream news. I told you that 20 years ago. This takeover is massive. It's world government. It's here. But we can say no to it, and we can fight back. Jim Baker is a political operative historian, and he headed up the Trump campaign as the state director for Kansas, Colorado, and Illinois. That's huge. Those are Illinois massive, Kansas massive, Colorado. I'm going to tell you how important those are. So he was there witnessing this, and just during the break, we were talking about it, looking it up. Yeah, it's crazy how the Koch brothers, it was also their plants got raided. Was it Mississippi or Louisiana? I'm going from memory. Yeah, there it is. Mississippi. Those were their plants that had all the illegals working at them. And so they teach the illegals how to get on welfare so the Koch brothers can pay them only a little bit of money. And that's taxpayer incentive. But the Koch brothers then tell us how they're libertarians and how, you know, we shouldn't have government involvement. But really, most of their wealth is subsidized by poor people and illegals and by the fact that they train them. Even Walmart does this, hands out paperwork saying, we only pay you this much, so you can also go get welfare. So that's pretty sick, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah, and that's the Libra initiative, which is another arm kind of like AFP, where a lot of these Republican operatives work kind of in the off season. That's another arm that's for amnesty, against borders. So President Trump has all these people close to his inner circle. Some I would say probably are almost in his inner circle that actively want him to fail. I mean, they don't want anything on his agenda. They want a Bush-type Republican, a John McCain-type Republican that's going to be free borders, globalist, North American Union, all the stuff that Trump doesn't want. They're actively working in the background to bring in, and they're going to get rewarded by the Koch brothers if Trump's out of office. If they tank his campaign, I guarantee you they're going to get rewarded with jobs, money, you know, whatever you can imagine they'll have. And I mean, at the end of the day, it's not only open borders, it's tech censorship. I mean, last month they had the After Charlottesville conference, which was sponsored by the Koch brothers, by the ADL, and by George Soros. There was another one called something about the Tech Leadership Summit, and they're openly partnering with Soros now. So they're not hiding the fact that they're fake conservatives anymore. They were fake conservatives. They're liberal, globalists, open borders, you know, wolves in sheep's clothing. And we have these operatives in the campaign right now. So some of them are just useful idiots for the
mercenaries, social climbers.
Right, but they're still programmed by handlers. They gave me an AFP handler when I was in the campaign. That's why I got fired from the campaign, because I wouldn't talk to him. I talked to Paul Manafort and Roger Stone instead. I mean, that's exactly why I left. So at the end of the day, Trump.
Well, they can say what they want about Roger Stone. He was all the way for Trump, and he was secretly advising everybody. And he said, no, they've got leftist and Koch brother operatives in there. So he was constantly on the phone saying, don't listen to that, do this. I mean, Trump wouldn't have won if it wasn't for Stone and Manafort. And notice that one's in jail, they're trying to put the other in jail.
Yeah, and, you know, that's part of the reason, of course, why I've been hesitant to speak out. But like I said, I mean, the Lord put it on my heart that I can't stay silent anymore.
Describe what that was like, because I'm the same way. I mean, I don't try to get, like, Bible thumpery or whatever, because that's fake Christians that come out, oh, the Lord, how good they are. I'm a wicked devil, but God is in control of me. And you get laid upon me, like, I've got to do this, and it's like I'm on fire, and I can only follow those orders. And I'm not a slave. I ask God for that. But, man, it's something else, though, when that fire comes down now. It's just like it's so much power, quite frankly, I can't control it.
Yeah,
and, I mean, as a historian, I mean, you can even look back, and I looked at the Koch brothers, and I saw every time you get these globalists, there's always Nazi ties, okay?
Oh,
the patriarch of the Koch family, you can look it up. It's mainstream news. He built the largest oil refinery in Hamburg in 1935. Before that, he was working for
Stalin. Oh, yeah, the Kochs made their money building the Nazi war machine.
Yeah, and the Soviet war machine, too, because the 5 years before that, under Stalin's 5-year plan, they were working for him, too.
And listen, we'll have you back for a full hour. You're a great guy. But get back to God, what it's like when you just wanted to go write books and be a Christian and be with your family. You don't want to get in the swamp. But then what was it like when God, like, told you you're gonna get back in the fight? And then you called in. You got on. You didn't ask to be a guest. I said, get him as a guest. That's how the Holy Spirit works. The enemy has their own evil network. We have our own.
You know, it was a triggering event. I mean, I'm sitting on the couch watching a cartoon with one of my daughters, and I can't remember what it was called, but it was just the most filthy, anti-Christian, almost pornographic cartoon on Netflix. I think it was some kind of Japanese cartoon. And then I started paying attention to how they're trying to get to the kids, get to the children. And, you know, I got on my knees and I prayed, and I just realized that the Lord was telling me, I know it's been nice to you know, study the Bible more and quit reading the news and you know, spending more time with your family, but it's time to fight. You have to pay attention to what's going on. As Christ said, it's going to be just like it was in the days of Noah towards the end of times, and that's where we're at. Right, it's going to be worse, the days of Noah. And if you look at antediluvian history as well, I mean, it's all getting repeated. Child sacrifice, abortion.
That's the ultimate end, is killing that seed of potential that God's given us.
Innocence.
They're obsessed with the innocence. Just like in Legend, you know, great movie, but it's like the devil wants to hurt the unicorn so he can then kill the virgin girl. That's a child.
Yeah.
He wants to kill the potential of the universe. Sorry, keep going.
No, so, I mean, like I said, the antediluvian world was child sacrifice. It was confusing gender roles. It was all kinds of things. And as Paul says in the book of Romans, chapter 1, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Because he had given up on society. And I feel like we got this reprieve, or the world got a reprieve, with the election of Donald Trump, and I don't want to see it wasted. I don't
I agree, but I have that same worldly thing where I just want to run off with my kids and my family to some rural area, pretend this isn't happening, but at a gut level, I know 10 years from now, they're coming for me there. We've got to stand. We got to fight. And,
exactly, and
it's not like we're even scared of the enemy. It's getting, I call it goblin guts. You know, we got to go in and fight them and just looking at them and dealing with them. And it's like having to focus on them is almost like a form of worship. So it's very important when we're studying globalists to not hate them and get too into it, because I do it myself, where I get obsessed with how bad they are, and it's almost like they can, you just got to think about the children. We're here to protect children. We're here to fight this evil. We're here to get humans over the finish line to the next level. That's God's plan, but it is hard. It is because it's the focusing on them that's very painful.
Yeah. I mean, this is what I keep telling people. I mean, we're at this time right now in this country where people need to start standing up. They need to start fighting back, in a sense. We need to be more vocal. It's okay to be angry and pissed off at the way the direction of the country's going at times and with what's happening. And it's okay voicing that, because that's going to motivate other people. And when we get enough people pissed off and sick and tired of what's going on, we can start making some good changes. But right now, there's too many people that are too complacent and too spineless, and they just sit back and go, well, you know, maybe it'll just happen. Well, things don't just happen. It takes men standing up and fighting for something they believe in. That's how you get stuff done.
Well, and it's also the time we're in. Now's the time of action, and Trump's a leader. He's not perfect, but he's who God literally has put this position. There's no doubt the enemy knows that they're so scared. There's not just evil in the world, but I had so much great family, most of them are dead now, who are really strong, Christian, tough men. But they saw all this and just went and hid in the country. And I'm not putting them down for that, but there's so many great men listening right now and great women who just say, I can't handle it. I've got to hide my kids. They're going to get your children. Okay. There's no backing out of this now. There's no hiding. I know the Bible says run to the hills. That's in that perspective when some enemy invades. Running to the hills now is running to face the enemy. You want to comment on that, Jim Beggar?
Yeah, I mean, Christ says that we're a remnant, so we're not going to be the majority anymore, especially in the end times. But we have to protect the children. The Lord says we have to protect those who can't protect themselves. And, of course, that's who the Satanists and the globalists are going after. They're going after the children. They're going after the mentally handicapped. I mean, that's the main people that they're trying to chemically castrate.
And God says, if you don't defend the children, I don't know you. It'd be better for you to tie a boulder to your neck and jump in the ocean.
Yeah, like Judas Iscariot. I mean, he hung himself and then he fell down onto the rocks and he was gutted. I mean, God doesn't respect anyone that does not, first of all, respect him and respect the children that can't protect themselves. I just feel such a conviction, and I think that's what you were saying as well, that we have to fight against this. We have to use any gift that God's given us. I know personally I can see that you have the gift of discernment. I think I have that gift as well, where if I can talk to somebody, I can tell if they're for real or not. And that's like when I was in the Trump campaign, I talked to some of those people, and I just saw snake eyes. I said, you're a devil. You don't believe in this. Now, other people were great. They were true believers. I appreciated their hard work. But these professionals they brought in, devils, they didn't want Trump to win. They wanted the same old status quo.
That's because they come from a system where they had to compromise to even get in the door. And once you compromise, right, compromise, 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 you get rewarded for it, but you're losing who you are the whole time.
I mean, how do you get them out?
It's easy. It's easy for Trump. It wouldn't be easy for someone who doesn't have his background, but he's a businessman.
Hey, Tom Papert's hosting Sunday. I'm sure there'll be a nuclear war or something, so I'll be on Sunday. But Tom Papert, you'd like Tom. You should come on for an hour and talk about solutions with Tom on Sunday if you do it, or next week. I'm supposedly doing a workcation to launch a bunch of stuff next week, but I'm sure I'll be around. But thank you, Jim Baker. God bless you. We appreciate you coming on. We'll talk to you soon. We're going to come back and finish up the next hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.